We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
First, our top story at this hour. More street violence in Chicago and another mass shooting. Four people wounded after a shooter opened fire on a crowd gathered in Jackson Park early this morning. It was just before 1:30 when someone fired shots into a large group standing in the park in the 1600 block of East Hayes Drive. Police say a 19-year-old man was struck in the right arm, listed in fair condition now. A 52-year-old woman shot in the face, and another woman, 20 years of age, suffered a gunshot wound to the left leg. The fourth victim suffered a gunshot wound to the right leg, and he is listed in serious condition. There was no one in custody at last report from police. Cook County health officials are keeping an eye on Lollapalooza.
The co-leader of the Cook County Department of Public Health, Dr. Rachel Rubin, says she is concerned about anybody going to Lollapalooza and the potential for bringing COVID back home, wherever they live.
Everybody needs to be careful. So am I worried that this could become a super spreader event and it could spread to any number of places throughout the country, including suburban Cook? Yeah, I do have some worry about that. But like I had said before, I think that the city is doing absolutely the best they can to make sure that Lollapalooza is conducted in the safest way possible.
Dr. Rubin says the county is advising that everyone, unvaccinated and vaccinated, wear a mask indoors. It's just an advisory at this point, so she's asking businesses to cooperate and require masks. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, the head of the Elgin History Museum says while efforts to save a historic building from demolition have failed, there's a chance to preserve pieces of it.
Ellen Walters, the president of the Elgin Area Historical Society, says he's disappointed that the Elgin City Council rejected a plan to buy the D.C. Cook Building, which dates back to the early 1900s. Walters says the next best thing is to preserve parts of the building that have historical and architectural significance, such as bricks, columns, and decorations. As for what the museum would do with them,
we have a monument garden out in front of the museum where some significant Elgin artifacts, big, heavy artifacts, architectural artifacts exist now. Maybe there's something there that we can get that can join the artifact garden.
Walters says other pieces of the building could be saved for use in later exhibits. He is working with the demolition company to get permission to survey the site and remove parts of the building. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We have an update on a story we've been following this morning about two missing girls from Merrillville, Indiana. State police there in Indiana have just canceled the Silver Alert. 11-year-old Jessica Cruz and 7-year-old Sheree Correa were last seen yesterday afternoon, but they have been found. It's not clear whether the other adult who was with them has also been discovered, but we do understand state police are in custody. Those two girls are in custody now, in safe custody with police in Indiana. We'll keep you posted when we hear any more news about that. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says the state will do very well when it comes to the bipartisan infrastructure deal reached this week, but that assumes it passes, which is not a sure thing. Work being done in Washington this weekend.
Senator Dick Durbin says there's money for the CTA's Red Line extension and other projects in the package. Amtrak and downstate bus systems will get funds. And yes, there's money for roads and bridges, but also, Durbin says, for replacing the lead drinking water pipes that threaten the health of people in many homes.
On the lead service pipes, it is the biggest investment in history, but it's not enough to do the nation. I think Senator Duckworth would agree with me. We are making a down payment. Perhaps a reconciliation bill will add more, but there's more to be done.
Durbin says there's some Republican resistance to that and also to money to boost production and use of electric vehicles. So passing the massive infrastructure package may be a struggle. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony today this morning at 10 for the Enhanced Sand Ridge Campus near 158th and Paxton in the city. The new Sand Ridge Campus campus includes new indoor and outdoor exhibits highlighting the ecology and cultural history of the community, a landscape art feature, new trails, an expanded nature play area, and a new fishing area, too. It was part of a more than $1.5 million investment in the Sand Ridge campus. Well, the torch has been passed as seniors at Belmont Village kick off Olympic Week. Activities Director Jim Foss says it's something the residents look forward to.
So we're doing archery. We're doing curling games. We have competitive games and prizes, and it's a lot of fun. And it gets our residents out of the room, active and engaged.
Well, the journey to Tokyo, as it's called, kicked off with an all-day bike-a-thon that raised more than $600 for the Special Olympics. Activities and competitions will continue through next Thursday.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.